If you can't learn to forgive people for what they've done to you, you're not going to be able to move forward in your own life. The best thing that you can do for yourself is learn to love the people that did you wrong. To love them for who they are and love them for their soul and forgive the actions that they took against you. Because when we hold resentments for other people, when we're constantly thinking about, oh, they did this to me, if it wasn't for them, I would be so much better right now. Like, you have to let go of that. Because when you have that kind of attitude, you're not able to meet better people into your life. Have you noticed that since this person did that to you, or since you've had this belief, every person that comes into your life just displays the same patterns? It's like you're having the same emotional trauma repeat itself over and over and over again. The relationship is just repeating itself over and over and over again. And it's just bringing up that same resentment that you have for that person and that you have for the people around you. And you're going about your life in such a sad way. Because you're expecting other people to change your life for you by treating you differently, but you are not allowing that. You're not allowing that forgiveness. You're sitting in resentment, you're sitting in negative energy, you're sitting in tension, and you're just blocking so many blessings. The best thing you can do for yourself is forgive. Okay? Forgive with love. Don't just say, okay, I forgive them, whatever, now I want to get a better relationship. No. Actually, find a way to love them. That person that you think is the reason for all your misfortune, whether it be a specific person, whether it be your parents, whether it be an ex-partner, whether it be society or culture as a whole, or your boss or your career, whatever it is that you feel is oppressing you and taking your freedom away, taking your abundance away, taking your happiness away, find love for it. Find a way to appreciate it. You have to learn to love your enemies because if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be where you are today. If it wasn't for the world tearing you down, you wouldn't be able to rebuild yourself. So find love for them. Okay, find love for yourself. Forgive yourself. A lot of the times we have resentments against other people and we think that we hate them and they're the reason for our issues. But the reason we're so angry at them is really because we're angry at ourselves. We're angry at ourselves because we saw the signs, we had a different choice we could have made, and we still chose that. And it wasn't a good choice for us to make. And so we made a mistake. Not only did they do something badly to us, but we also made a mistake within ourselves. So we have to learn how to forgive ourselves for this. And how do you forgive yourself? Well, you find love. You find love for yourself. You tell yourself that the mistakes that you made them because you were doing the best that you could do in that moment. You made the best decision for yourself based on the information that you had, based on the circumstances that you had, and that's it. Now you know better. But you can't sit here being guilty and ashamed of all the things that you did or all the things that you didn't do that you should have done. The moment is now. Okay, we're entering a new era in this world where the past no longer exists. All these things are just gonna keep you stuck. If you focus on everything that happened and you focus on the resentments and you focus on the negativity and you focus on the guilt, you're not gonna make it. You're not gonna make it through. Okay, you're not gonna make it to the life that you want to live. And the life that you want to live is now. It's in the present moment. Not only do you have to forgive these people and let go of the resentment, but find love for them. I challenge you to find something to love about these people. Okay? It might even bring tears to your eyes because I know me personally, when I was holding resentments against other people, I just felt so hard on the inside. And when I finally was like, you know what, I forgive them, but also I love them and I appreciate them. And even though they made these mistakes, they're not perfect. I had compassion for them. Through that love that I allowed myself to feel for them, it allowed me to have compassion for them and understand that they were also doing the best that they could in the situation. And a lot of the times people don't have the resources, they don't have the awareness to understand that they can choose better for themselves, right? But you can't hold on to that weight. Okay, because energetically speaking, when you hold resentments for other people, you're holding yourself back and you're also holding them back, right? So when I went through this process of like allowing myself to feel love for these people and allowing myself to forgive them, I actually went and communicated with a few of these people. A few of these people that I had actually like blocked their number, or I had just completely ghosted because they did something wrong to me and I just didn't appreciate it and I wanted that distance and I wanted to set that boundary. And at the time, that's what I needed. I needed to build back my boundaries and build back my self-worth from allowing this person to infiltrate my life and sabotage my life. But when I allowed myself to feel love for this person and feel love for myself and truly forgive myself for my part in it, because even if someone else has done us wrong, we still played a part. We still did something that enabled their behavior. We still did something that contributed to the situation. And so allowing ourselves to feel love for ourselves and our mistakes, that makes it easier for us to forgive others and love others even through their mistakes. Okay. And so when I approach these people with love, like I unblocked them, or I just like came back from the ghosting and just said a nice thing to them. Like I didn't necessarily like go and send them a whole paragraph of how I felt, but I just broke the ice and I just said, hey, how are you? You know, I hope everything's well. Or, you know, I gave them an update on my life and said, hey, I hope you're well. I just got engaged. You know, everything's going great, you know. And that felt like a huge weight lifted off my shoulders because it broke the tension. And they responded something back nice, saying hello. You know, we had like a short little conversation and then it's over. Okay. Just because you love your enemies doesn't mean you need to make them your best friend. But it's by showing love to them and showing them some grace and giving them some compassion that you allow yourself to move forward and that you allow other people to heal from that as well. Because when people are doing bad things, there's something wrong with them. Like, they're not healthy, normal people. Like, there's something wrong in their soul, in their heart, and that's something that they need to work on and they need to heal. And when they're constantly carrying all this hatred from other people, it's hard for them to heal, right? So I'm not saying that you owe them forgiveness so they can heal from doing all these bad things to you. Of course not. But when you're holding resentments against someone and they know you're angry at them, what does that do? It makes them defensive. And so they're not going to be able to heal and grow from what they've done because they're still defending themselves for their actions. They're still having to pretend within themselves that they stand by what they did. They're not able to say like, you know what? Yeah, I messed up. Like, I should not have done that. That was a mistake. I made a mistake. I was wrong. How can someone say that or feel that if they're having to defend themselves? You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of the people that I actually reached out to and kind of broke that ice and broke that tension and said hello and, you know, forgave them. Some of the people I actually told them, like, I forgive you for everything that happened. Just so you know, I don't hold any resentments. Like, for some of these interactions, I had to actually like say that. For some of them, I was just able to say hello, how are you? And that was enough for me. But some of the people I reach out to actually apologize without me even asking for an apology. Even the people who I didn't necessarily tell them like, oh, I forgive you. Like, I just said hello, I broke the tension, you know, I updated them on my life and just sort of showed them some love to kind of relieve myself from carrying this anger towards someone and just allowing myself to feel love for this person, even though they did something that I don't love, right? Those people apologized to me. They literally were like, you know, I feel really bad about the way we left things. Like, I just want to apologize, blah, 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 blah. If I never reached out to them, if I never made that decision to forgive and move with love and move on with my life, they would have never apologized, right? And they may not have ever felt that either. They may have completely forgotten about the whole situation and they were just carrying that hate, that like, not hatred, but that like guilt and anger inside of themselves, guilt within themselves, and angry that they did what they did and they lost a friend or they lost a girlfriend or they lost someone in their life, right? By me initiating that conversation and saying, you know what, it's okay. Even if I didn't say like, I forgive you, it's still giving that energy, right? Just me saying, hello, how are you? I hope you're well. You know, I'm doing great. I just got engaged. Even me doing that, even me just sending that message allows people to admit that they've done something wrong because I'm giving them the space for them to recognize what they've done. And so I don't want you to do this with the expectation that you're going to get some sort of apology because you might not. And if you expect an apology, if you're doing this because you want an apology or because you want them to change, then you're not going to get the same result that I'm getting because I genuinely had no intention for it. Like I was not hoping to get some relationships out of it. I was not hoping to get anyone back into my life. I was not hoping to like be best friends with anyone or like get any sort of apology. I just wanted to know that, okay, if I die tomorrow, or if this person dies tomorrow, there's no like baggage. There's no ties to me. Like there's no like resentments. There's nothing, you know, on my chest weighing me down. Like I'm completely free. And that's what makes you free. Being able to move in this world, being happy, knowing that you don't hate anyone, you don't dislike anyone, you're not judging anybody, you're just living, you're just happy. It really does set you free. And I feel myself like getting a little bit emotional. I hope my voice isn't cracking, but like, it really is such a beautiful thing. Like being able to forgive and love people who have done you wrong, like even within my family, like with my mother and my stepdad, like there was a lot of tension from my childhood that I had to address. And obviously first it started with actually expressing myself because I held so much like anger from my childhood and I never really said anything about it, or I just like acted out, but I didn't really explain why. And so once I was able to communicate all of that, I was able to finally say, you know what, like, I'm gonna let it go and I forgive and I love you anyways. And it's by thinking about the positive things that a person has done that you see their true character. Because I believe that most people deep down really are good people. And you'll see that through their actions. They do great things, but they make mistakes. Nobody's perfect, right? Some of us are more involved than others, but we're still not perfect. We still make mistakes. There's still times where even now, like I think I'm so enlightened and I'm so self-aware and I'm so spiritual. And even now I'll still, you know, have a breakdown. I'll still, you know, get angry and then yell at someone or say things that I don't necessarily mean, you know, or say things that I know are going to be hurtful. Like I still make mistakes, right? Everybody makes mistakes. And so if you've done something wrong to somebody, forgive yourself, okay? Ask for forgiveness if you feel like it's necessary, but the most important thing is that you also forgive yourself and you learn to find the positive in whatever the situation is. We are entering a new era where it's done, it's over, okay? This is not the time to stress. This is not the time to be anxious. This is not the time to hold on to hate, okay? This is the time to release. This is a time to truly let go. The easiest way that you can move forward and heal in your life to get what you want is to tap into the frequency of love. Now, yes, love yourself, love your family, love your friends, love the people that are good to you. But you also have to learn how to love your enemies. You have to learn to love the people that you hate. The people, even celebrities, even politicians, even people in the media that you're like, how could I love them? Look at what they're doing. Look at what they're saying. I hate them. Mm-mm-mm. Find love, okay? Find something positive in what they're saying and what they're doing. Even if everything they're saying is bad and everything they're doing is bad, love them because they are a human being and so are you. Okay, find some commonality that you can anchor in so you can feel love for them. Because when you tap into that feeling, like, it's gonna be on another level. You're gonna see the world completely differently. You're gonna see different outcomes, and you're actually gonna bring out different things in those people. I remember when I was dating and I was having these negative assumptions about men, and I was saying, oh, men are so horrible, men are terrible, men are cheaters, men are liars, men only care about being intimate and only care about my body, like they don't care about my personality, blah, 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 blah. That's exactly what I was bringing out in the people around me. When I started affirming to myself, no, you know, men want to take care of me. Men are good. There are good men out there. There are generous men out there. Not all men cheat. A lot of men are really loyal. A lot of men actually care about women. A lot of men don't just care about intimacy and about a woman's body. They care about a woman's soul as well. And when I started affirming these things, that's when my relationships became better. That's when I started bringing out the best in everyone around me, because I'm thinking from a place of love and I'm bringing that energy into my relationships and I'm bringing that energy into the world. So if you can find people to love, you are making the world a better place, especially if these people have done something negative. Because the people that do negative things need love the most. They need love the most out of all of us. So find it in your heart to show some compassion for these people and set yourself free. The journey to growth begins with forgiveness. It begins with love. Love for yourself, love for the people that have done you wrong, love for the people that you have done wrong. It all starts with love, okay? So if you find yourself struggling right now and you're not getting what you want out of life, find someone to forgive. Find someone to love, okay? That will set you free.